podcast.
Bring your friends!
What the fuck did he say to you?
Working hard.
Working hard.
Oh, yeah.
Barbara Lemon, sir.
¿Cómo estás?
I gotta say that the stash does look good. Like looking at it on that, it looks perfect.
I shaved today.
Not in real person. It just makes me think that you're like a rookie cop that just wants my attention.
About the mustache, they comment on it a lot.
Do they really? Like what type of comments?
They say stuff like, "I don't know about the mustache."
Oh,
yeah, but that's like, what everybody.
Okay. I don't know about you as a person.
Yeah, that's what everybody.
You can say that. It's like, yeah, I don't know about the mustache either.
Exactly.
I just know that.
Mustache?
No, I don't give a shit what other people think because I grew this.
I'm starting.
I actually
to
grew a full beard, and I didn't like it. And
you're starting to get there now.
And then, I shaved off because I prefer that. And they're like, "You look better in the beard." I'm like, "Fuck you."
Yeah, don't.
You know how much work it is for a full beard?
Oh, it's a lot.
Yeah, I have a hard time. I have a hard time giving a fuck. I think that's why for like ever I couldn't make. I wasn't really good at like.
Making
being
friends.
Around people or making friends. Yeah. I'm like, just be honest. Like, just don't try to like give me a mass version of what you give people. Cause I'm not. Like, it's too much work.
But the beard did look good. I didn't like.
I grew a beard when I got out. But
no,
then
it was just it's just much maintenance as shaving as just having a full beard.
I think everybody who gets out of the military grows a beard for like a year at least.
Yeah.
I know so because you have to shave every day and it fucking sucks sometimes. So eventually you start buying like really, really nice razors.
Yeah.
Cause it's like, if not, dude, like your skin goes to shit.
Like Harry's.
Like who? Like Harrison's?
Harry's.
Harry's? What's that?
Harry's Club.
It's a shaving club. They sell razors.
Yeah. They're like high end, low price.
Yeah. I used to get the Dollar Shave Club.
Can I smoke?
I think.
Yeah. No, you can't. We can't, but you can't.
Oh, I see.
The fuck?
Jeremy, I think. Is it Jeremy? Is the other razor company too?
Dollar Shave Club.
I think there's Jeremy.
I did Dollar
Shave
Club. Because
they're the same ones who have a. Because he got upset with Hershey.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know this.
Yeah. Because Hershey decided that they were going to. Celebrate Women's Day with a trans or something like that. So
man,
they come out with
the most women of women.
It's right.
I didn't do it. Oh, don't blame me. I didn't do it. Anyway, So what this company did was like they made it looks like a Hershey bar, but it says her she.
That's clever. That's super clever.
That's not a lot.
And then they took another one, looks like a Hershey bar, and it put he, him. And one of them has nuts. I'm not going to tell you which one.
I hope the she, her one. Her, she one.
Oh, God.
That's smart. Good on them.
That's fucking, that's marketing. That's how it's done, Budweiser. I mean.
Poor Budweiser.
God, I took.
Anyway, I thought that was cool. They hated, there's like, I hate Hershey for doing this. They ruined a candy bar, and they made a Hershey candy bar.
Yeah.
I was like,
those people became, but isn't it funny that people are becoming millionaires off of like little instances of like that of like not hatred, but like, yeah, fuck those people. Let me stick it to it. I got $19.99. I have $19.99 to stick it to somebody else. Like,
well, the person that did Bud Light, Mulvaney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah. Millions of dollars. Doesn't have to. Wear a dress or a wig anymore or whatever, but
I probably listen if for like maybe for $5 million I'd wear a wig. I don't know.
I'm just saying they had a lot.
Corbin,
Dylan had a lot of sponsors, and now he has none.
Have you ever seen Chappelle on Inside the Actor's Studio?
No, I have not seen that. Hold on, what's it called again?
Just put Chappelle on Inside the Actor's Studio.
Now that was. He didn't do it with that. Forget what that one guy.
By the way, I love when I have you because we could be here and shoot the shit for hours. But I love the little bits of like comedy gold knowledge.
Well, he just talks about how in Hollywood, he's like, they always want to put to control you. He's like, they'll put you in a dress. And like, this is hour long.
Oh, shit.
He talks about it. And like, they put Chappelle in a dress. You know, he was in a dress like twice, I think. And then maybe another movie they wanted to put him in dress and he wouldn't do any. I think he got fired.
So the conspiracy, I think I know where you're going with this. The conspiracy that I've heard is that whenever people do that, like, you see how sometimes at, like, the big events, dudes will wear, like, something that looks like out of, like, if Cyberpunk and Barbie had a baby and the baby was just, like, ugly.
Yeah.
Like, the doctor's like, damn! Like, and the baby wakes up. Like, that's what they wear. And apparently it's because they're, like, just being controlled into doing it. Because you see them do that, and then after that, they get, like, these huge fucking roles, and you're like, bro, what the fuck? How the fuck are you an Avenger?
Like,
you know what I'm saying? I'm just exaggerating. Not saying that the Avengers did that, but I'm saying just to exaggerate. Like, yeah.
What's that one dude? Pedro
Pascal?
Yeah, oh, Pedro
don't
Pascal.
Don't fuck with Pedro, damn it.
Oh,
don't
buddy, he is Pedro. such a fucking corporate tool. as soon as he started
talking about the Bad Bunny skit.
I'm talking about him putting his pronouns in his Twitter bio. Then all of a sudden, he's the fucking guy in every movie. I'm just saying, you guys want, let's talk conspiracy theories.
Oh god, I wish RG was here. Have you heard the Arkadir is a writer, he's a friend of ours.
Arkadir, he sounds like he works for Al Jazeera.
It's his Jedi name because he doesn't like to use his real name.
Oh really?
We know his real name, and it's like most people don't. It's
probably like Paul.
It's something very generic, I'll say that much. Because RG,
anyways,
one of the conspiracies that he has is that apparently in Antarctica, there's like a beyond world.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
That's some horse shit, though, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that's some
horse shit. Could be underground.
Maybe.
I think it's more likely it is a military base underground.
Like a bunker, like a huge like bunker, right?
Yeah.
Like
Armageddon.
In case of nuclear fallout or whatever.
Yeah, if a comet hits.
Place they can go. So the president and all the senators, whoever fits on Air Force One, is going to go down there, and they're going to live out there. For hundreds of years until it's safe to come back out again.
I think it's like the president and like fucking Oprah, and that's about it.
Well, you have to repopulate with Oprah, bro.
I don't think you can repopulate with Oprah.
I mean, you're not gonna fuck her. You're just gonna take DNA.
You can't repopulate with Michelle Obama.
Oh my god.
She doesn't have the right utensils, I hear.
Oh my god, what are you talking about?
You haven't heard that Michelle Obama's a man? You've heard that.
Yes.
That's a big crazy one.
Bull fucking shit.
Yeah,
you tell me things 90% of the time. I'm like, he's just saying this to fuck with me.
Oh,
like,
that's
50% of the time, not 90.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, motherfucker. Yeah, see what I'm saying? So yeah, you say that every time, you bitch. And it's like,
it's definitely, I don't think it's true at all. I mean,
no, it's just really compelling because they had this guy who's best friends with Obama in college. His name was Michael.
Okay.
And you just, you're like, if they had long hair.
I'm too sober for this. Hair. No, I need another.
Pull it up. Pull
no,
up. Big
no,
Mike.
Don't do this.
Pull
to
up,
me.
Big Mike. You ain't
God
heard of shit until you've heard of Big Mike. Just put Big Mike Obama,
and then you see it and see her face. Jesus. You see her face.
Okay, so that's
her.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's her.
Look at the other picture.
Now, what other picture?
We're next.
Just hit pictures up there.
Just hit pics? Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay.
Oh, man. They've scrubbed the internet. They're gone.
No, they're not gone.
They're just harder to find.
Again, I don't think it's real at all. But there's some pictures that, like, she is looking, like, not her best.
Yeah.
And they put it next to, like, this random guy, and they're like, look at her.
Yeah, bro, but like, imagine the fucking stress that I mean, dude, look at, have you ever seen pictures of presidents before and after?
Oh my god, dude. Yeah.
Bro, tell me that doesn't fucking make you rethink fucking ever wanting to
run a
fucking country.
If you think
those
are rough, you should see men before and after divorce.
Shut the fuck up.
They look amazing after.
It's like a whole new lease on life or something.
Like, turn back underbelly white, whatever the fuck it's called.
Soft white underbelly.
Soft white underbelly with the divorce stuff. Attorney.
Mm-mm.
Bro, you need to see that one. Probably. You need to fucking see that one.
I quarterly visit every lawyer in the city.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just in case.
What so? Just so they know your face? Just in case you ever get into a thing, no one can use the attorneys locally?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you're like, oh my god, that's genius.
Every 6 months. Like, you know, if you visit the attorney, it's a conflict of interest. They can't go to it. So every 6 months, I hit up every attorney in town.
Yeah.
And then when the big day comes, they're going to be like, wait, I can't.
Yeah, has to be from out of town. Yeah. No one from Nixa will take it either. No.
So if somebody does show up, it's like, hey, Hey.
You know, it's called PsyOps right there, bro. Hey. That's fucking thinking ahead.
Oh, buddy, I've seen a movie or two.
What the hell did I do in my life?
Here's a conspiracy for you, right?
Yeah.
They say that one of the reasons that we went into Iraq is to get the biometric data of everybody that we dealt with.
And the oil.
I think the oil had way more to do with biometric data. They didn't even know.
But while we're there, though, let's get some biometric
data. Yeah, I mean, if they find it laying around or whatever.
Ooh.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's all right. One sec. Did you plug it back in?
Yeah.
Stick it back in, Corbin.
I can see that. He's like, let's go over there for the oil, but let's pick up some DNA while we're there.
Corbin's having this issue sticking in the hole. Know. Don't fucking spit on your fucking finger. I saw you tilt your head. God damn it. I saw it like goes right there. Stick it in. There you go.
See?
Took
in my back.
No, hold on. No, I gotta reset it. No, you're good. You gotta go. Oh, I gotta hear it.
Yeah, it's on.
Okay, hang
go on. Ahead and talk.
Test.
Yeah, you're good. You're solid.
All right.
You're good. Yeah. You're good. I'm watching it.
What were we
it.
Talking about?
Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
Yeah, there's something after that. Found something. I was making a joke. Oh, about how like you thought it was the biometric data.
Oh yeah,
but it was really just the oil, dude.
I think that was the cover story. We're just going in there for DNA.
Like
if they found,
but what about the weapons of mass destruction, Corbin?
Well, I mean, like there wasn't any before we went. There was some after, like for sure. Like Hamas is not just waging war on Israel with fucking slingshots this time.
Nope.
Yeah,
dude. I remember when I was a kid, they were going at it about something. You know, I'm sure somebody.
Got somebody mad at said somebody. Something that was tasteful.
But I just remember like a Palestinian guy like taking a slingshot and slinging at an Israeli tank. I was like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you suck. You have to get out of this, man.
They should have
you
taken
definitely
a page.
Chose the wrong side.
They should have taken a page.
Yeah.
They
should have taken a page out of Al Qaeda's playbook, bro. You throw in Molotovs and RKG-3s.
Oh, they're into those. Those.
Oh, they're doing
the
that
Molotovs.
Now.
Yeah. It is
Molotovs kind of suck.
It's kind of cool that you can just watch the war, you know.
Not really
TikTok no, and stuff.
Not really. I don't think it's cool at all. But I get what you're saying.
I didn't say it was cool. I said it was crazy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking wild to me.
It's just like,
I wonder how long until they censor TikTok though. And
oh,
then
it's
the
censored,
next...
buddy. It's owned by China. You don't think it's censored?
Are you trying to say that
they're
China's
the most surveilled country in the world?
What? Don't say bad things about China.
Yeah,
I saw this thing.
Here they make really good balloons.
That's what I hear, and that they just
they made everything in this fucking mask, this fucking plastic, this fucking chair. This is fucking done by then. 100%.
Yeah, the only thing they didn't make was the cigars.
Nah, fuck that. No.
They made Cuba. The cigars came in.
The fucking the Davidoff came all the way from
the Dominican.
Yes,
which has barely any law.
Yeah, the Dominican is a little wild.
Colombia. That's where fuck's that Medellin, right?
The president?
No, Medellin. Like that's it's in Colombia, right?
Medellin?
Medellin, I don't know.
Where El Chapo. What's the other bad motherfucker from Medellin? No, that's Marin. Medellin.
All right, spell it
are
out.
You even spell Spanish?
Yeah, I am. You're just fucking saying it incorrectly, asshole.
No, I'm not.
All right. Mm. Let's see.
Medellin.
Medellin.
No, it's not. It's Medellin.
Jesus Christ.
Look it up. Medellin.
Bro, it does not have an accent.
Hey, look it up.
If it
the Medellin
it's not
cartel.
Medellin. Oh, the Medellin cartel. Okay. Colombia, okay.
It's Medellin.
Yeah, they're over by the equator.
But anyways, Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar.
That's the guy.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
Pablo Escobar. Saint Escobar. He drops snow on
hey,
you.
Hey, can we get the pronunciation of Medellin, please?
I think he gave it to me, didn't he?
I need it from.
No. He wants it from the
Google.
Fucking computer.
He wants it from Google. Because it's so much better than a real live translator.
No, just there it was. Medellin. Right there it is. Medellin.
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 No, there's
an it has an accent on the I, bro. Medellin. So the force of pronunciation is and the E sounds
here,
like A.
Just go to
okay.
Medellin.
Right here?
Yeah, click that.
This one right here.
Click that.
Okay.
Scroll down.
I'm gonna scroll down.
Over here on this side.
Okay.
We'll find it.
Oh, you got lucky on this one.
Buddy. No. We'll find it. Don't worry. We're gonna find it. I know what you're looking for.
It's not written in Spanish. I figured it'll be written in Spanish.
It is in Spanish. That's why it has a fucking accent.
Even though
that's not what I was talking about. But
that's okay. Jesus. Y'all are gonna argue. Y'all are just. Anyways,
Pablo Escobar.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck! I forgot what I was gonna say about him.
Come on, Corbin, killing me.
Anyway, they had to. The CIA paid a guy to go down there.
Mm-hmm.
To Pablo Escobar, and he was going back and forth with the coke, but the CIA Medellin. Was paying him.
Medellin.
No, say it again,
bro.
Medellin.
Medellin.
No.
Medellin. Oh my god, y'all are fucking retarded. Are you? Y'all are fucking no. Okay.
You're saying with a J, like some huervo.
Oh shit. That's my bad.
Is that your old lady saying hey?
No. That's a homie texting me. Rob from the Moving Co. To play magic.
Anyways, yeah. What was that guy's name? Tom Cruise played him in a movie.
Yeah, it was American Made.
Yeah. Oh, the guy who they caught in Alabama. In Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Yeah, they caught him in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. The DEA. And when Clinton
was governor.
When he was governor, she got a call. Well, I don't know if that's true because I haven't read the full story. But I read the case about it. Like, he got caught with a fucking shit ton. Yeah, and the dude was just like,
No, like, it wasn't just that. It was guns.
Oh, yeah, he had everything.
Because he was trafficking guns.
And he apparently, the story that I read, I didn't know there was a movie. Now I want to watch it.
The
story
that I read was actually two movies.
The story that I read was that apparently when he got arrested, he tried to bribe the cops with, like, I think, houses.
No.
And apparently he told him, he's like, I'm going to get out. He's like, don't you worry about it. You did a good job.
No, he wasn't trying to bribe. Barry Seal. He goes like, you trying to bribe us? He goes, no, I'm going to walk out of here.
This isn't a bribery. I'm trying to give you a gift.
I'm leaving.
Yeah. Like, this isn't, yeah.
I don't bribery have to bribe you.
An exchange. There's no exchange.
Yeah. I thought it was a car, though. I thought he was going to get them all Cadillacs or something like that. But
hell yeah, dude.
But everybody
just hang themselves or they take pills. Like,
dude, I like that. There's that one MI6 agent that his death is ruled as suicide. He has two gunshots in the back of his head.
Yeah.
They found him locked in a. Padlocked in a fucking duffel bag. They're like, well, technically it's possible. It's like, all right, sure. Where's
technically
the gun?
Possible. He could shoot himself and then lock the bag up.
Shut the fuck up. My favorite one.
Actually, the DNC, Hillary's the guy that was in charge of the DNC, did the same thing. He went to the park and shot himself in the back of the head twice.
Yeah, in the back of the head twice. Wow. Yeah.
Right before he was supposed to talk some shit on the Clintons.
Yeah.
So what did we learn?
He was subpoenaed.
So what did we learn?
Don't get subpoenaed.
Don't get subpoenaed.
When
don't get served.
Don't get served.
When Bill was governor of Arkansas, he also, nobody knows, well, everybody knows this, but nobody talks about it, is he was having some extramarital affairs there,
no
way.
Anyways, shut the fuck up.
And she ended up being in Playboy. She now lives in Branson, fucking my friend.
Wait. No. Hold on. What?
Oh yeah,
which friend is that?
Really?
Oh, I'm not gonna say his name.
No. Not for a podcast. But just out of curiosity, he whispered in my ear. No, these mics will pick it up, bro.
I like all that conspiracy theory stuff like that. Because, like, obviously, like, you can't be a world leader and just be a squeaky clean fella or lady when it comes to Hillary.
She definitely was.
Yeah, but dude, the fact that he was fucking gay, people, so. The fact that he was fucking people while in the, I mean, I don't
he's
think
not
it's
the first
time.
One.
Dude, every president, the first thing you do when you get in there,
the most famous,
even
one was,
Biden's
bro,
old
know,
ass
bro,
is like,
you know that, you know that they pass notes. Oh, yeah. They pass that's notes to each other. They go
that we know of.
Like, right here, the Secret Service's shift change at this time. It's the best time to sneak in, Michelle, if you want to.
Oh, dude, Chappelle has a great.
Does
like,
he?
Oh yeah, he's like talking about being the president. He's like, you know, he just opened the door. He's like,
the twins.
Tell Bill Clinton.
I got the cure for AIDS and cancer. Aliens are real, bitch.
No, not that one. This one, yeah.
Wait, this one?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, can Bill Clinton down one. There you go.
Oh, Monica Lewinsky.
Okay, hold on. Yep. Let's pull that up. Hold on.
Can you do that one?
Yeah. It's open source.
Dude, I spoke like a total fucking queen.
I think I didn't want to say anything.
I think that's the new way I'm going to start calling people gay. It's calling queen. Queens.
Only one I feel sorry for is that Lewinsky. I feel a little sorry for her. Don't y'all feel a little sorry for her, though? God damn, y'all. Come on, man. You have a heart. That's a hard thing to be famous
get
for.
Get the dress.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody want to be the most famous cocksucker of all times and shit. I feel bad for her. Not even the women feel sorry for her a little bit, ladies. Now that's jealousy. That's what that is. I mean, come on, y'all. That's one dick that girl sucked. It's gonna haunt her for the rest of her life.
Oh shit, yeah.
Long after she spent that money up, that's still gonna haunt her. I know there's a lot of women in here with at least one dick they regret. And I bet you it wasn't a president's dick. I bet you worked at Kenny's Shoes or Safeway. Don't go judging her. Don't go judging her.
Oh, God.
See, we got to stop judging people. That girl was young, and she made a mistake that young girls make. She wanted to fuck a powerful man, period. That's as far as she thought it through. She wasn't thinking about how powerful the president was. She didn't have no wisdom. An older woman would have helped everybody. An older woman would have been in there. You know, you should lower taxes. The older one would have sucked us into a utopia.
Utopia.
Last thing I'm going to say about it is this, that he is a famous man. I have dreamt of being famous, but I never dreamt of being that famous. I never understood how famous a president was, but imagine if somebody could suck your dick and then they're famous. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
That's pretty famous.
Suck my dick, there's a future in it.
Bro, I mean, that's one hell of a pickup line.
You want to be famous?
There's nobody with a pickup line that good and shit.
Wait, my dick, RV, what was his name? The future.
Now, get out there and be somebody.
So good. So good.
Go out there and be somebody. Yeah. Wasn't that producer or director, whatever the fuck, Harvey, whatever the fuck, like
Harvey Weinstein?
Was that Harvey Weinstein? Yeah. Doing that shit to women? Like,
oh, yeah.
You can be the next Wonder Woman, like, dude, some shit like that.
Yeah. Okay. So the most nominated and most award winning actress of all time is. Oh, I thought you guys would know. Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. Okay.
All right. She is thanked Harvey Weinstein more times than God. I am in love with Meryl Streep. Meryl Streep is a down ass chick, dude.
What about her?
Well, just like she's down with Harvey, dude. Okay, Meryl Streep Subway 70s, and I fell in love with this woman after this picture.
In Subway 70s,
yeah.
Let's go to images.
There she is.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
She is so beautiful, dude.
Gosh. Oh, you're drooling a little bit.
Oh, you're damn right. That one right. Oh, you covered it up with my
hold on, hold on, the black and white one.
Yeah, down. There you go. Down. Oh. Mm. Look at that. She
interesting. We have different tastes in women.
Dude, she's in a movie called It's Complicated with Alec Baldwin from like 2010. Yeah.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Don't say that three times in a row.
Her and get shot in the face. But anyway, she's like in a bra, and it's not even like a sexy bra, it's like a mom bra. And it is, it gets me going.
Gets you going. Corbin's like, I don't want it tonight. And then it's like, you know, on second thought.
You know what I've been thinking about this 70-year-old woman?
70-year-old woman, bro. I don't know, man. We've had some we had some women past her 60s and probably 70s at.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, if I was single and she asked me nicely, yeah. I would. Oh.
She had to ask you nicely?
Well, yeah, because you can't, you know, women like that, bro, they'll just tell you. They'll be like, would you like to fuck? Like, fuck yeah, bro. You just become more honest and you just deal with less bullshit.
Man.
Because
I've
like,
never been approached by an old woman being like, let's
are you serious?
Ever.
Not even like when you were in your 20s, like 30-year-old chicks? Dude. What? Bro, that was all that you get around military bases is women in their 30s recently divorced. Or going through a midlife crisis that they just want dick and they go through the base and they just want dick.
100% of the women who have wanted to have sex with me have had sex with me. Like, nobody.
You're not that hard to get. Huh?
No,
I'm not that hard to get. 100% of the women, dude. Cougars, bro. Cougars, where it's at.
Yeah,
older women, man.
I like my women.
Right. It's the mustache, bro. The mustache is making me want to talk about like Panther perfume and Panther perfume and
what is that?
I think I was making an Anchorman analogy, but all you right.
Oh, I've never seen Anchorman.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
Get the fuck out of this studio, Corbin. Like what girl. The fuck is this? How have you... No.
Jesus.
You mean, ayúdame, me, señor.
Dios mío.
The fuck you mean? Why? Okay, why?
Why?
I don't know. I don't like broad comedy.
Oh, okay. Improv?
I'm a real cunt when it comes to the comedy, dude.
What do you mean?
No, I definitely don't like improv. Oh, let's... talk about nothing for 20 minutes and then maybe get a chuckle.
But look at Whose Line Is It Anyway, though?
Like, what about that's it?
It's a really dude, successful I remember show.
Here, okay, so yeah. Really successful reruns on TBS at 11:30 at night is not super successful.
Am I supposed to go to sleep, Corbin?
But no, I remember, so like, I'm a divorced kid. You know what I mean? Like, my mom left me when I was young. No. No, divorced family.
An origin story.
And, but I would go to my dad's for the summers, and I remember they would watch like Whose Line Is It Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was the dumbest fucking show on earth.
Jesus,
I was just like, this is fucking retardation. I'm
oh
watching.
My
like
God,
you guys are
no.
morons for watching this. and now that I've gotten older, I watched it and I was totally right. When I was a child, 100%. It's like the points mean nothing. It's like, okay, then why are we keeping score? What is the point of this? No, thank you.
It has to be some sort of inside joke, I would like to think.
The what? Improv?
Yeah, the improv.
But no,
stuff.
That is those are like those improv games. Mm. You know what I mean? They'll like keep score or whatever, but they don't mean anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are we? I don't know. I don't like improv.
Okay.
I mean, like, I think I probably think I'm amazing at it, to be honest with you.
You do?
Of course.
Is it the
of
mustache course. Where you it's get your confidence?
Yes, I think
it must be the mustache. It has to be. There's
I had
no
to lose weight to cut this mustache.
You got to lose weight to cut
I
it?
Had to, dude. I had to lose like 45, 50 pounds.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Get nice. That chin sucked up a little.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's one thing that I like is I can go here a little bit, you know, like
looking
no double
good.
Chin.
Look like I don't hunch over all day.
That's looks a like, bonus. That's
a bonus. Yeah, I'm worried about the hunch over. What about you guys? Are you worried about the hunch over? I mean, you guys are getting a little up there.
I train jiu-jitsu. Like,
and, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
That's why I can accelerate it.
I mean, oh, man, like, my hands have always been like that.
He's fucking in the military for 400 years, and you are too fucking jiu-jitsu at 40 years old.
I'm
both
just,
of you guys.
I just figured it. My back would hunch after working on the, the ironclad boat.
My back. I figured I would have more back problems with all the rucking. Like, I really figured, but it's just shoulder problems.
Dude, your rucking lasts about 3 seconds every night, all right? Let's calm down.
I wish, bro.
You wish your rucking? Dude, my
three
rucking,
seconds, bro.
Rucking,
I could have more time to play video games.
My rucking. Oh, God, I would rather ruck.
I'd rather ruck. About the same thing here.
Ugh, rucking, I consider it sex without women.
Wait, what? Ruck marching, like ruck marching.
Yeah, I know what you're talking.
Jesus
about.
Christ, just,
it rhymes with fuck. I thought
it rhymes with.
I thought
fuck.
We were having some fun here.
No, that it's motherfucker.
You trying to make fun of the army?
He's trying to fucking do improv. Dude, that's what it is. Dude, you see, improv. That was a poor attempt right there.
One time, there's this. There's
one time in band camp.
This is exactly. Anyways, this bouncer having too much fun at a bar. You okay. know what I mean? Getting a little loud.
How old bouncer, are you?
About the time you start going to bars, I guess.
So 16 if you're Puerto Rican.
34 if you're married.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I have to remember that. Let me get this up. Anyways, get a little loud. Bouncer comes over. He's like, mm-hmm. You guys are gonna have to settle down.
Yeah.
All right. And it's like, all right, whatever. And start getting having too much fun again.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And he walks over and he's like, Are you guys having fun? Are you having fun over here? You're out of here. It's like, what the fuck kind of kick out is this? Are you having too much fun?
That's
like we're at a bar.
Yeah. That's the whole point, I thought. This is where I drown
yeah,
my
that's
sorrows.
Weird because they're like, hey, you're going to have fun, but not that much fun.
Yeah.
That sounds like an army fun day.
A forced fun day.
Mandatory fun day. That's what that sounds like. It's like, you will enjoy this. Like,
what is that?
So in the military, you have days that you have to take off. Like, you have safety stand down days when something major happens. Like, hey, we lost an F-16. You have a safety stand down day normally, where everybody just training, like, well, accountability.
Once a year anyway.
Yeah, once a year anyways. You have a shit ton of training that you have to do, right?
It's
yeah.
basically just like, we fucked up.
We fucked up. This is this is how we fucked up. This is how we're not gonna do it. So that was one of the trainings, was like shit like
that. It's basically like a built-in ass chewing day.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Like,
and then every Friday.
This is for all the times we haven't caught you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then every Friday, like, you have a safety briefing. And a safety briefing is where, like, this was my safety briefing, right? It's like, don't add or subtract to the population. Don't end up in jail. And do you end up in jail? Fucking don't call the first round, don't call the fucking commander. Call one of the fucking soldiers. Right. Sometimes these things can be going away. And the other one was, if you end up in jail, establish dominance first and fire superiority. And it's like, oh, okay. Like, that wasn't easy. But people still married the strippers and still hit their baby mamas.
Everybody's going to do what they're going to do.
Yeah, you can't
control. Were either of you ever busted down?
I was.
Were you? What'd you get busted for?
Were
you back to a fuzzy private?
No. So I got busted because I lost my temper on an officer.
Oh, my uncle did the same thing.
I lost my temper.
Busted down.
Yeah.
What'd you get busted for?
Oh, it was fun.
It was actually weird because
there's a fucking torch.
Here's, you can use that.
No. I don't fucking dab it off. What the fuck am I, poor?
You did not. Yes.
No, I had the torch.
Fucking poor piece of shit.
Motherfuckers are fucking with me. We had a
We did not have a torch.
I swear to God, we had a torch.
We went to the cigar.
No, there was definitely a torch because I was.
Oh, you were.
There was a torch.
Yes.
Corbin's fucking stealing the torch, bro.
No,
that's what
I
it
have
is.
No torches.
Did I
check the hoodie?
What the
hoodie? I mean, I have been.
Welcome to the strip search, motherfucker.
No, I don't have it.
Shit!
I wish I did.
God damn it! Fuck it! Fuck it!
All right, sorry.
You can't duck it. Fuck it! So, what did you get busted down for, Eric? This is a fun one.
Okay. This was
been regaled this before on the podcast.
Not on the
hold
podcast.
On. Hold on, Eric. You're out. Hold on.
Okay.
Your shit's out.
Shit's Corbin. Fucked up.
Oh, it's Corbin.
Check. Oh,
it's Corbin.
Bad, I think I probably pulled it out.
That's all right, dude. And this is why need new equipment.
It wasn't me.
Maybe Bloom will send us some new equipment.
Wonder
Grove will send us. Shout out to Wonder Grove. You got it? Yeah, sometimes you need a little bit of light to stick it in the hole.
Oh, fuck.
I can see it a little bit. A little light.
Then I don't feel.
There you go. I got you, brother.
Okay.
Oh, man. No torch. What the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it. You're right. We did have one.
Oh, my God.
Did you check your hoodie?
No, it was in between my pants. It was in between my legs. I'm sorry. God damn it. I'm sorry.
Sometimes I think I killed myself, and no, I'm dead serious about this. So sometimes I think, like, because of where my life is and where I thought it would be just a mere 6 years ago, sometimes I'm like, did I kill myself? And I don't remember, and I'm in purgatory because it's like, where I can't believe it, the shit I see sometimes.
Like what? Give me an example.
Like some guy is screaming, where's the lighter? Where's the lighter? And he's literally holding on to it.
He actually,
and he's like mildly accuses me of stealing. He had it in his hand.
Yeah, it wasn't in my hand. It was on my. Never mind. Actually, I don't know if you want to touch it.
I would be busted down right now if we were in the military.
Yeah.
No.
I would.
For losing a torch? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
If you lose equipment, you definitely get, because you have something called SI, which is sensitive items.
Yeah.
And like when you go to war, like you have a lot. Like
it's funny that in the military, your life is not an SI. You're like,
actually, no, you are government property. So if you injure yourself, you
but
get
they
hit
really
with,
don't care.
You get hit with that
if
shit.
They lose you.
Yeah, they really don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Well, back in the day,
if you had a piece of equipment that they cared about, then they would come find you.
They would come find you. They don't give a fuck.
That's scary.
Yeah.
That's just how it is, man. You're government property, bro. That's why they can charge you if you hurt yourself, like with government damage to government property.
We actually had one guy, he got written up for getting a sunburn.
No shit.
Yep.
Didn't listen to safety stand down, bro.
Nope.
You have a safety for the summer.
Dude, I could never have been in the military.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
You get sunburned a lot?
Never, no.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad, bro.
I love my uncle. Yeah. Like, I've given him shit since I was a little kid. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. he's just like, I love him to death. He's a great man. Mm-hmm. And, but he's just like, we've had a very adversarial relationship as far as me picking on him. And, but I knew if he was really my boss, I could not take it. I could not handle him forcing me to do something. And I knew, in the military, there was no getting out of it. In the long run, if my fucking whatever leader doesn't like me, I'm fucked for a period of time.
Yeah, that is the thing, because you have people unfortunately. So here's the thing.
And like my brother tries to boss me around. Like I'm one of his little fucking goons. And it's like, dude, I could not handle this.
Yeah, but here's the thing, right? That's someone being a boss. The problem that a lot of people have in the military is people think that adversaries is going to reveal someone's character. You give someone a little bit of power and they're going to show you who they are.
Mm.
What a real leader does is they try to guide you into what direction we need things done.
Yeah.
While also understanding that, hey, man, you're a human being. You have needs. And obviously, I need you to be 100%. So, for example, I had a soldier that he was getting out.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Kano. And the dude had 4 deployments in 8 years. Like, that dude got fucked.
Yeah.
Like, that dude really got fucked. That's fucking, bro. He looked like he was 30 and he was fucking like 28,
probably.
He was like 27, 26, I think. Some shit like that.
Yeah.
And he was getting out. But dude, I'll tell you what, that motherfucker would do anything I needed if I just left him the fuck alone.
Yeah.
If that dude will do anything to maintain, like, just leave me the fuck alone. I just want to play video games and have beer.
Now, see, my issue is that if they would have left me alone, I still would have done nothing they needed. So we were in a lose-lose situation. I don't want to be here, and I don't want to do it. And I'm not going to.
It's a job though. Like, I remember when we had laundry specialists. Like, that was an actual MOS. Mm-hmm. People were joining and going to war, and I was like, what the fuck?
So I'm gonna go be in the laundry. You know, Pauly Shore made a whole movie out of it.
Yeah, that movie like, is actually pretty close how the army really is.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Like, it's that chaotic.
Although, like, what a dumb shit, though, because, like, in my head, like, they're in the desert. I work with the water. Obviously, they're going to need me.
Well,
like, I never,
well,
like,
to be fair,
I would be like, I would want to join Winter Guard or something, you know?
To be fair, I don't think anybody thought that there would be a war in the desert for 20 years. Okay, so.
Well, you know.
Oh, I think some certain people did.
Yeah.
people
were like, what
yeah, just leave it all. We don't need to pick it up.
Yeah.
It's good. We don't need
that shit. The amount of people that lost equipment and got demoted in the military that saw that and nothing came out of that, then they were like, I'm waiting for someone in the military to sue the government because they're like, well, I lost XYZ thing.
And it was only this
and
much.
It was only this much. And you lost all this. So I think it's only fair. I'm telling you, that's going to fucking come. That's fucking coming, dude. Someone's
not
gonna...
in this country, brother.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Attorneys do wild shit, bro.
I think there's an attorney out there be like,
get discredited immediately.
Oh, yeah. He'd lose his. Yeah. If he fucks up,
they'll fucking immediately.
It's like, you're getting pulled over every day? Man, I wonder why. Why are you getting pulled over every day?
It's very sad. This country's not like the good old days.
Yeah, it'll come, man. It'll come.
Yeah. Beat each other.
It'll
to
come.
Death. I really, now that I'm past where I can get brought in, I think we should bring the draft back. I really do.
You want everybody to serve?
I would be okay with a 2-year mandatory service.
Yeah, that doesn't work real well.
No. Sweden seems to be okay.
It's have you fucking seen the Sweden Special Forces, bro?
Not a lot of them.
They look like Greek gods.
But what I'm saying is like, okay, maybe we're not all like because there's so many people.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's more like okay, hey. Your MOS, I believe you called it, to use your nomenclature. You guys, hey, we have all this road. It needs to be fixed. We are fixing it. It's being done. Okay? Right there. They don't have to fucking worry shit, and all they're doing is construction work.
Yeah,
the way it would work.
And but unfortunately,
it
does not work that way.
With around, you know, I've done the numbers on this. Uh-huh. Around X amount of people in this country was 350. We'll round it off. You know, we'll say there's between 13 and 25 million young adults who would be in the service if, it,
that
if they were
qualify
drafted.
And pass the standards and pass the test.
No, that's just the big pool.
Okay.
Just as just a big as pool. A as the pool.
It's a big pool. It's a big pool.
You know, 13 to, but then of course you're gonna lose X amount to the retards. The fuck, you know what? I mean, I hope maybe we bring back no more gays.
Why? It never worked.
Well, I there wasn't Captain fucking drag queen in there.
Oh,
well, that's true.
Yeah, they did that in the barracks on the first floor. That's where they did that. They kept that.
I'm just saying, like, I'd be okay to give it a 10-year test run. Just see what happens.
I don't think a lot of people could even pass the ASVAB, bro. That's the
thing.
Boot camp alone, for sure they can't pass it.
But I mean, even then, okay, then you're not cut out to be a soldier. You're heading off to do fucking gardening. Gardening. You're gonna go fix the fucking build a border or whatever. You know, shit like that.
Yeah, I feel like that's what the National Guard.
I think it would get. Yeah, but that's like volunteer.
It's all volunteer.
No, not mandatory service.
Oh, okay, mandatory. Okay, I see where you're going.
If everybody did a 2-year mandatory minimum.
I don't know, man. They do it in Korea, and like they don't seem very happy about it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think we're too happy. You think we're too happy?
Yeah, you think everybody just needs a drill sergeant screaming?
I don't know.
In their face?
There's a lot of happy people.
There has to be an ASMR.
I think a lot of people really do need just a kick in the ass.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm not saying they need to go to war.
You're saying that some people need to get slapped once in the face?
Not even slapped. Just like to understand that they just need an ego check. Mm. I think that's a big issue with this, like children.
Mm-hmm.
Not like kids, but like these young adults, 22, 25 year old, you know, whatever. Yeah. It's like they've never had any adversity in their life, but they've been told they have adversity. You know, like, oh, you have your parents divorced. Oh, God. Yeah, like,
so
okay,
you're talking
who
about those
shit?
There, because for a while it seemed like they were doing a protest on college campus every week because they were actually saying, hey, we need to have separate graduations for.
They're being racist.
Yeah, I was like, you know, that's exactly what the Ku Klux Klan said. We need to have separate.
Well, this, I mean, that's
like
true.
It comes back in full. Fucking
I'm
circle.
Just saying, it's like you guys sounded just
this
like
is exactly
them.
Why.
That's
I
what I mean. Like, they need to be forced, you know, and I understand what force sounds like, but like forced to like work together as a team to accomplish something.
Oh,
I think
so that's
military
how that's how
the
military
teach.
Okay, I see what you're going. Oh,
you know what
okay.
I mean? That's what I'm not saying. Like everybody fucking goes to war or does this. But like if
the problem is
if you're busting your ass to build this fucking road and that's your job because that you have to do your 2 years.
Yeah.
But then like maybe you don't have to pay certain taxes the rest of your fucking life. Maybe that's the trade off. You do 2 years. You
bro,
get 10% off your taxes.
Not 10%. Fuck that. Well, no
but whatever
I think if
number,
you deploy,
you, know
you should
I mean?
Never fucking. If you got a deployment on you, you should never pay taxes.
But hey, my brother's deployed to Guam. So let's
that's
calm down
a,
about
that's
like
not
these
a deployment. That's a deployment.
No.
Not a fucking deployment.
I've been to fucking Guam. Okay.
He's been shot. He's been shot at.
He actually got shot. Then he probably wasn't in Guam.
No, that I mean, he's on to Guam a lot, but no, he's been in
that. Piss off the locals. And, that motherfucker
Africa,
probably.
God,
yeah,
Djibouti. Have you guys been to Djibouti?
Djibouti. There actually is a place called Djibouti.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
Dude,
that's where
Africa
he's been. It's
fucking
Djibouti.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck that.
Africa's fucking wild. Sean went to Africa years ago and he came back and he's like, bro, fuck that.
He's getting stationed in Naples.
Oh, okay.
What? With the army?
No, in the Navy, dude.
Oh, bro. Naples. What's that, Eric? What is that? Is that
Italy?
No, I know where that is because we have the army has a base there. It's an MP base that you have to like. It's like super hard to get into.
Yeah, it's not that easy to get there either because it's pretty desirable.
What's their mission?
Yeah,
like what's their whole thing? Can we?
They actually, if I'm not mistaken, let's say because they've changed the base's mission quite a bit and renamed them and all that. But anyway, it's a joint. Thing they have the MPs theirs and they have the Navy there
that's,
and they usually take care of the smaller boats because a carrier can't pull in there
because
it's too big to go in there but we do get supplies from there though, the base and they can fly in supplies
but look at that shit that's like old
Naples,
Italy
Jesus
man.
Yeah
From what I hear, the Navy base is not as nice.
Well, you know.
But still, so he'll be there.
It's an air defense destroyer.
It's his, wherever it is, 3 or 4 year shore duty part.
Yeah.
And so,
what? What a fucking Jesus, Corbin! Hide your boner.
That's a down ass chick right there, dude.
Did you see? Have you seen that new movie with Jennifer Lawrence on Netflix?
No, but I have.
I saw it.
You saw it?
Yeah. Saw it with Bridget. So,
what's the name?
What does that mean?
No hard feelings.
She has like a full frontal.
Yeah. No hard feelings, right?
Yeah. No hard feelings. Okay. Yeah. You got it. You got it right.
Dude, I got some hard feelings.
I'm happily married.
Are you?
Yeah. Dude. Fuck yes, bro. Eric.
Yeah. That's, he's happily married. He can think about whoever he wants wives in.
This motherfucker. Tonight on the news on KY3, brown man murdered in self defense.
Brown, they would not.
If they would,
you know, if you got arrested, defense, Richard, they'd call you white.
That's
white
true.
Veteran.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe gay.
Dude, have you guys saw those kids who ran over that cop in Vegas or whatever?
Oh yeah, I've been following that shit. Yeah.
Dude, they put those they booked those kids as white.
Did they really? Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, they're trying to pad the stats.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
Hey, can't be the best at everything.
Jesus Christ!
I point out, Richard is a good friend of mine, and he is Puerto Rican.
That is very true.
And I love.
Yeah, that's true. He is Puerto Rican. I don't know about the other.
Most people, like you would be surprised because we don't hang out as much, but we're pretty cool with each other. And like,
yeah, I feel like we're great. I feel like we,
you know, we are
really good.
Most people don't know that. Most people are just like, oh, you're just clout chasing. But anyways, I don't know. Anyways,
did someone say this?
Huh? We'll talk later.
No, you'll talk later. I was amazed too that people would talk shit behind your back. You know?
My favorite thing is when people think that I run like this alone, and it's like Eric does like 70% of the work when it comes to go seeing people.
Clout chasing.
Clout chasing, bro. You know what clout chasing is?
I don't know what it is, but I can put.
It's when you're trying to attach together. Yourself, it's like when you're trying to attach yourself to somebody because of.
They're saying I'm doing that to you.
No, that I'm doing that.
Oh, I don't know. That's what?
Yeah. I knew you before you were, I don't know.
Knew you before you were famous.
I'm not famous at all. I did some retardation.
So it's great, Corbin Lamont. I can't even say.
And you're what happened? Not a thing.
Apparently, according to Ian Edwards, I can say.
Don't say it.
But you're opening and you're touring with Mark.
Mark.
Norman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty good though. I mean,
yeah, it's not, but I mean, it's also just like we're kind of friendly. So like, you know, I don't know. He just lets me open. I don't know how to sell.
I just think it would get some steady pay being a comic. I mean, that's pretty good.
I mean, yeah, kind of. It's not really like, I don't know. It's hard to talk about the pay and like.
Well, No. That's not what I meant.
What he meant at all.
No, yeah. I'm not saying that. You need to rephrase that. I know what you're. No. He's right.
Yeah.
No, I know what I'm saying.
Okay.
I
don't want to put you in a position.
No,
where,
no.
Yeah.
What I'm
no.
saying is like,
that is not my. That is not
the
our
pay
goal.
When it comes to comedy, though, is like so like.
Until you're like, headlining.
Even past that, dude.
Really?
Like,
I'm just saying.
It is nice to get the money, yes.
Yeah.
It's
nice to get the money
cool.
Because you're out. You actually cost you money to go and see something.
I would think
you get
something
back.
Yeah, for sure.
I would think
sure.
the amount of experience too and the networking too. Like
well,
that's
well,
all
yeah,
that's
not the
anything.
Networking so much because I mean like it's mostly just him and I hanging out. And so it's not really a networking.
I heard a rumor but, that you opened up for Theo Von and that the crowd went fucking wild.
Well, I didn't open for him. I hosted a show that he popped in on that Mark was headlining.
What do you mean popped in?
He just I think Mark did his podcast that day mm-hmm. in Nashville. We were at Zany's in Nashville.
Yeah.
And I was there. Mark did two shows and then this dude, you guys should look up this guy, Tyler Fisher. He is a great comedian. You guys would love him. He would probably do your podcast. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Don't use my name though. I'm just saying it would
he hates me. Don't use my
yes, there he is right there. You guys would love this guy. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Like he's great. He is so funny. He's super funny. And the Comedy Bar in Dubuque. I didn't even know that.
Write that down, bro. You need paper?
Oh, when he's oh damn. I would drive up. I would ask him if I could do a guest spot if I was in town.
Right here? And,
yeah. Iowa. Anyways.
Yeah, it's going to be Indiana?
Dubuque, Iowa.
Oh, Dubuque.
I was.
But anyways,
IW.
He headlined like a 4 o'clock show. He was there in town working with another big conservative media company that's in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
What's the little Jewish fella? What's
like which one?
The one who owns that big media company, the right wing guy.
Shapiro?
Yes, that's the guy.
No, Ben Shapiro. Okay.
What company does he own?
It's Ben Shapiro.
The Daily Wire.
Yeah.
So, anyways, he was doing something with them, and he was like, I guess, in town working, just doing that, and then coming into Zany's and working. And so, we did that show, and that show, John Crist came on.
Holy shit. Which
he's like a huge, clean, kind of Christian comic.
Mm.
And he was in on that, and then Mark headlined two shows later that night, and then Theo came in on the second one, and just popped in. Like, he was the coolest guy too, dude. He walked right up. He's like, "Hey man, I'm Theo. What's up?" He shook my hand. I was like, "Oh hey, I'm Corbin. How's it going, brother?" He's like, "Good." And he sits down and immediately starts talking bits and starts talking about this and that. And this was right around when that Roseanne shit was going down.
Oh, that episode was fucking huge.
Yeah. And anyways, yeah, it was pretty dope. It was pretty cool. And the crowd went fucking wild.
Oh,
so I brought him up. I did like
introduce him. Like Theo Von, everybody.
Well, I thought about it because I was like, how do I fucking want to bring this fucking dude up? Cause like I was going up, I did like 10, I was bringing him up. And then
I'd go wild.
Well, I wanted to see how big the pop really would be. I didn't want to get him like fired up. I just wanted to see what a flatline pop would be.
Oh, okay. And so, just to see the surprise in their face.
Yeah, just see what the fuck happened. See what went down.
Yeah.
And so anyways, I just said, "All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have a great show for you." I didn't even tell him it was a guest spot. Or maybe I did. I said, "We got a guest spot for you. Give it up for Theo Von." I think I have the record. Let me see if I have the recording.
Dude.
I might have the audio.
I could just say,
"I'll play like Theo Von."
Theo Von.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was like, still... "Theo Von."
Here it is.
Shit.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
That's the wrong one.
Aaron Weber's great though too.
I got all excited. God damn it, Corbin. Hand me here half a chub.
Yes.
Come on, you sack of shit. There it goes. There it is. Oh damn, do I not have it?
Oh.
God damn it, Corbin.
Oh, my bad.
You're getting me all excited.
I'm sorry.
Now you see why is it that I lost the lighter earlier, god damn it.
I'm sorry.
But that's fun though. That's pretty
cool. That is pretty cool because you gotta open for him.
Yeah, yeah. Damn, I don't know where that recording is. Anyways.
That's gonna haunt you.
But yeah. That was really cool. He was super cool. He
because I've seen him on a few other podcasts. He has his own podcast.
Yeah,
too.
Huge podcast.
But everyone is just like, he just laid back and just
fucking chill.
Yeah, chill. Yeah.
Just doing his thing.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised that he was that nice when you met him. He seems like that the whole time. No matter what type of medium he's in, he seems like that the whole time.
He was just very himself, which was really cool to see because, you know, that's like I've been around like several big comedians now, mm-hmm. and like some of them aren't the coolest. You know, not that they're bad. I've not met like any bad ones really, but there's some that just aren't. I don't know. They're just different. They're like trying too hard or something, and which is whatever.
There's some of them that are always on. You know what I mean?
No, they're just like you can just feel them being like, "Oh, you should know who I am." Like a guy came and did a guest spot on one of those Norman shows, and he's like a huge comic, and he just like had this very like air of like
arrogance.
Yeah. Mm. Just like,
okay,
I don't know.
Some people just don't get that you're not always going to be up.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Like, who knows? I feel very low in comedy right now.
Why?
Oh, I don't know, dude. I'm just not getting booked.
It just seems like,
I mean, okay. That's brutal. Go long stretches without getting booked.
Well, that's true. That sucks.
It's also a season, man.
Oh, God.
Are you trying to do corporate gigs?
No, dude. I'm way too filthy for that shit. I mean,
the abortion jokes alone.
I only have like one abortion joke, I think.
Yeah, you didn't get rid of it?
Not yet.
I think at this stage it's too late.
Might be. It's full term.
Depends on the state.
Depends on the state.
Depends on the country.
This joke is 10 weeks old.
Have you heard of Iraq?
Getting rid of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, that would be good for Iraq.
To get abortion?
No.
I know they bombed the only Planned Parenthood in Israel.
Just abortion clinics up there, bro. They would kill it. Like,
you think so?
I don't think people would fly to Iraq.
I would love to see.
I would love to see a liberal fly to Iraq just to blow up.
Jesus Christ! Come on. God damn it.
How I would you love to today? See someone not in the deep state go to Iraq. It'd be lovely,
bro. I've been there. It's not a. I mean, it's, you know.
I've been by there.
Their electricity is not very good. I will tell you that.
Aren't
they have like
happy
low hanging
live there, dude.
Oh God, like, yes. It makes you appreciate life.
I'm totally cool with like. I hate that we have to like be warmongers and all this, but at the same time, like, that's the only way you can do it. So, like, let's ride this bitch till it ends. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to live like that. Some fucking hellhole. Fuck that.
Where you basically follow whoever's dictating shit.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Electricity doesn't work.
Like, this shit sucks how our government's ran, but I'd much rather be
going
there.
Sometimes electricity works, depending on the country.
You just got to put a McDonald's.
That never happens here.
You just got to put a McDonald's.
The electricity still goes out at the McDonald's.
It's all right. You just fucking put that shit outside like a kebab, bro. It's, have you been, Iraq gets up to 120 degrees, bro. It gets hot.
I realize that.
It's toasting.
Shit.
It's a toast.
It's a dry heat. Yeah, it's like a bacon cooking type of heat. We actually did that one time. We put a packet of bacon outside one time and it in like a fucking
sizzled.
Hour. Yeah, dude. Put a towel over it and shit.
Yeah.
Put the bacon open, leave it in the package.
Yeah, I know it's
make sure you remove
it's
bacon
literally 120
degrees.
Listen, man.
And it's weird because it cooks. You're in
I think
Iraq.
You just
and
ate
you
raw
cook
bacon.
I ate against the law cooking bacon.
I had a PX. When I was there, they had a PX.
No.
Okay. No.
And at the defect they serve, because the defect was right next to that phallic system, the R2-D2 that has like multiple dicks that has
a phallic system.
That's actually what it looks like. The phallic system looks like if R2-D2 had a bunch of penises and they all had herpes. And when it shoots, it sounds like if Chewbacca went on a bender and had some Taco Bell, and he just had an explosive diarrhea.
The phallic bonus.
There it is.
Yep.
That's it right there.
You know, I used to think that shit talking. So it looks like a gun. Is it a gun?
That is a gun. Used to shoot down mortars, incoming mortars.
Dude, that Iron Dome thing Israel has, that's pretty fucking badass, dude.
It is
Iron
badass.
Dome.
That thing is like, oh, have you not seen this?
Oh,
this
yeah.
thing is
see.
Israel. That thing is fucking war machine.
The defense system. Yeah.
That shit, I was watching videos of that. They're just like, pew, 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 pew,
yeah.
Pew.
Yeah, they shoot missiles and they just knock them down.
Yeah,
as
it costs $12 million every time that motherfucker goes off.
Yes, but it fucking works, though.
All right, listen to this. Watch this one.
That's close.
That's what you would hear.
No, this is.
There it goes.
Listen. Wait for it.
That's all the mortars it's hitting.
Yeah.
That's the mortars.
Yeah.
Hell.
That's why I love shit like that, dude.
That's, not if you hear it 50 times in a day, bro. You hear that 50 times in a day and you're like, God damn it. At some point, you just keep walking. You're just like, fuck it. If I'm going to die from a mortar, like, at some point, it's like, fuck it.
Yeah, I'm not diving in anymore. Fuck it.
Yeah, the first month, we, like, always dove. We're like, oh, shit.
Well, it's funny. I used to be like, you hear about these fucking, like, direct energy weapons and all this shit, mm-hmm. like, in Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, man, it's some bullshit. And then on these fucking submarines they got floating over in Israel, they're like, yeah, we got these lasers that shoot down fucking missiles and shit. I'm like, oh, you fucking sexist shit. We really got that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, we do.
It's like, damn. Well, it is funny how people, like the quote-unquote liberals, they think, like, we're so close to, like, losing to being more like fucking Middle East and shit. It's like, we're so powerful. It's like, you guys don't even understand how powerful we are. Mm. Like, they have no clue about fucking, like, anything. They're all retards.
It all has to crash at some point, though.
Not anytime soon, dude.
Because the economy itself.
We're king fucking dick.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that'll change for a while.
No, not in our lifetimes.
No.
I hope not. I'm just talking shit.
I just don't want to learn another language. I don't want to learn another language.
Oh, dude.
I don't want to be forced to learn Mandarin. That's
oh, my God, God, Eric.
No, in China, they'll go over there to be way more fried rice. All there is would starvation.
Is that what it would take for you to like go to China? Like, let China take over. It's like, listen, more fried rice.
I don't think I should ever go to China.
Why?
Because I think I have a big mouth.
Well, if you don't know the language, I think there might be a barrier.
No, dude.
Universal.
Like, it would depend on who the president is. Like, No, because Biden ain't coming to fucking China to get me out.
No, he is not.
If Trump sees me doing comedy, there's a chance that he might like me.
Oh, that's true.
And he's like, we got to get that boy out of there. And
would you write a bunch of Trump jokes?
No, I would blow him. If I was stuck in freedom. How much I love freedom, man. Rather than be locked in some fucking hellhole.
But I would have sucked dick for freedom.
You're damn right. Dude.
It's like, listen, if you just suck the dick, we will not go.
They're trying to fucking shove bamboo shoots up my asshole. No way, man.
Can I just shoot you?
Imagine if that's what would avoid war. It's like, listen, the president just have to suck each other off.
We'd be fighting all the time.
I think probably the president. I think all the world leaders do suck each other off.
Well,
I think it's but I think it's like a.
I don't think they suck tactic. Them off. It's probably a hand job.
It's probably to manipulate them. You know.
Well, yeah. I mean, have video like,
you doing this.
That Epstein shit, man. Like, there's got to be so many of those.
Oh yeah,
there's guys. Just the CIA. Fuck. All you read about is how the CIA runs the sex market, trafficking market.
What? The government's involved in human trafficking?
That's what I'm saying about, bro. And you're all up in that shit. Are you never worried about the CIA coming in and just capping your ass?
Nah, me.
Yeah.
No, I'm more worried about.
You might stumble upon something.
I'm more worried. Oh, that's bro. Stop. We'll talk offline. We'll talk offline.
The CIA would call the FBI to do that. Okay.
Yeah. On 60 Minutes, they had this fucking interview the other day, and they're like, all the leaders of the intelligence agencies in the United States met. It's like, dude, they just planned the whole fucking world ending, and you're in here on 60 Minutes talking about these sons of bitches. It's like, nobody wants to hear their lying asses. Merrick Garland, get out of here, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on. Y'all be lying.
Yeah, because he's like, the border is secure. It's like, really?
How many illegals came in? Oh, I don't know.
But if we don't know.
We're processing as fast as we can. So how many have gone through? I don't know.
About how many you're thinking. And they're like,
give me a ballpark. Bro. Give me a ballpark.
Yeah.
We follow the law according to regulation.
You can't count past 100.
Dude, what's wild is like you see these Hamas supporters in our politics,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, dude, you know they got some balls to go against the Jews, man. And like that's what I'm saying though. It's like, holy shit, they're fucking ride or die for this.
Yes,
because they're like ponying up against the.
Apparently, Mia Khalifa had some shit to say about Hamas, and
I guess, dude, I don't. Oh, know, yeah. Man. Yeah. She's like Palestinian though, isn't she?
I don't know the difference, bro.
I don't know.
I look at well, Hamas the Middle East like Hamas. The same way white people look at fucking Hispanic countries.
She's a porn star, so I don't really think anybody cares about her.
I think ISIS said they were gonna behead her, so I don't understand why.
Man,
she's had every nationality.
I do like all these like gays for Palestine signs you're seeing. It's like, do you know what they would do to you?
Yeah,
you wouldn't even get one word out of your mouth.
I see.
It's like,
yeah,
you would chop your fucking head off instantly.
But as soon as you put that dick in your mouth, they're gonna kill you.
Right? Yeah. Well, after we finish, my god, this is the thing. I thought you
it is
queers for Palestine. Like,
don't suck. Like, oh, okay, we're not gonna. That's in Japanese.
That's not Japanese. It's Turkish.
Oh wow, yeah, Japan doesn't have the dots. Okay, wow. Don't have my glasses on.
Oh, yeah,
I just thought this is wild.
I just thought I seen that and I was like, do you guys do any research whatsoever?
Those people will give two shits about you protesting over here.
They're gonna chop your fucking
head off.
Maybe after they
throw you from a building
and cut someone's head off. They're a little
now. Which head are they gonna cut off? We don't know.
Yeah, probably all of them.
Yeah.
What if after that blowjob and the sacrifice of those people, the war doesn't happen because they're like, you know, we got some head and we cut some heads. Like, I think we're ready to roll.
It's like a human sacrifice thing.
Oh, God. That is not where I was trying to go with that joke, but all right.
Jeez. Sacrificial lambs.
Please. Sacrificial Hamas.
They pray to Allah. Sacrificial hams. All the gay guys that supported
us. I can already see the article.
It's funny that you can beat an entire regime with just a slice of bacon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
it's true.
Apparently, the only thing these guys fear is Oscar Mayer.
Yeah.
Bro, these guys are so afraid of bacon.
Do you imagine if
I would bring you would bring bacon with you and wrap a pork chop around your neck and be like, bring it.
No,
bring
it. There were some people that said that jokingly, and again, I guess that's against like Geneva. Like you can't like just throw oil on your bullets.
Oh, and putting
because there were some people that did it, they got caught, and then it was like, hey,
is using white phosphorus.
I'm just saying
it's like to say it was desecration of the enemy once you shoot them and shit. Like it's like, well, you're just assuming that I'm gonna shoot them with the ones that are covered in bacon.
Yeah.
But yeah, they got caught, man. That's
I think that's silly because do you not know that they put like suicide vests on children?
Would you like if they came over here?
I would stomp on the graves of my enemies.
How?
I wouldn't stomp. I'd pee, but I wouldn't
stomp. No, don't cheat. Lord.
Once my ascent to the top is complete.
What you're saying is you're announcing your candidacy for presidency in 2024 here.
No, dictatorship.
Dictatorship.
Like, I want nothing to do with that. With that fucking everybody else has a choice bullshit. Like, it's all.
I don't want everybody to have a fucking
people donate.
Choice. Yeah.
Where can people donate?
Exactly. We are not doing this.
Who would be your vice president?
Get done.
No, I will
vice
get it
president.
Done.
No vice president.
What are you talking about, vice president?
Whatever.
There's like
you
a
have,
guy I tell to do good. Shit who I kind of like. You know, but
and
like,
if it don't
in like
off,
15
I find
years when shit starts going
like
a little haywire, I'm gonna blame him for it.
Yeah.
And then it's like I've seen this playbook before.
I'd be like, yeah. Remember when Hamas have you guys ever seen Palestinian Chicken? The Larry David dude, you should type in this woman. Type into YouTube Palestinian Chicken.
Palestinian Chicken.
Yeah. It's this is everything you need to know about Israel Palestine is explained in Palestinian Chicken.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, dude. Scroll down. Let's see if we can find a good. Let's see. Oh, this might be a good.
God bless my life.
Man, these guys are making a career off of just being them.
Yep.
The Scrubs fellas.
God.
Oh yeah, of course they are.
That's like
I had no idea.
Show
I've
never seen.
You've never seen that show?
Never.
Oh my god, it's so fucking.
The girl I did in high school is into it.
It's so good.
Look, dude, all
right, here we go.
Such a queen.
Palestinian chicken place?
Let's do it. That's all I've ever heard is how great it is.
Fantastic. Okay, all right. Let's go.
Never seen this show.
What? You need to watch.
I've never had chicken like this.
I don't know what the hell they're doing.
I don't know. It's unlike anything I've ever even tasted.
What about this place? Look at these posters. Huh?
Yeah, they do not like the Jews.
Huh? Not the Jews ever walked in.
Ever. What these people should do is send their chicken over to Israel
for the peace process.
Mm-hmm.
They take down all those settlements in the morning. Believe me.
Oh my God!
You know what? This would be a fantastic place for Jews who are cheating on their spouses to come to.
Wait.
Because no Jews ever come here. They'd be suspicious.
No one you know is going to ever see you here.
You would never get caught.
Ever.
Looks like they're planning the next intifada at this table. But look at this one. The next Mrs. David. What do you think about that?
If by some chance she's going to get over her anti-Semitism, Odds are,
not with me.
Not with you.
Really?
Just oh my God.
She does, though.
Attracted to someone.
Son of late.
Doesn't want you, right?
Right.
Well, here you have somebody who not only doesn't want you, doesn't even acknowledge your right to exist.
Yes. Yep.
Wants your destruction. That's a turn on.
What the fuck? Yes. Fuck hurt you?
You see, you would know that if you watched the show.
Oh shit! Corbin, Corbin.
Nope.
Fuck. Oh shit! Corbin, what are you doing?
I did not touch anything.
Blame the white man.
What are you talking
about? There we go.
No. Oh.
God bless.
Maybe that one was me. I cannot confirm or deny that.
Come on now. This is the third time. There you go.
Damn it.
I think everybody does, hopefully. That's always the goal. Like, that's always the goal. At least.
Yeah. We want to be able to come back and say, hey, come back.
I think I'm a good podcast friend. Like, I'm good for like once every 2-3 months for a good sit down and hang. You know what I mean? Cause like my life is so boring, dude.
Your life is boring?
Yeah, man. I don't do shit.
I don't do anything. I literally just do this. I go to jiu-jitsu and I hang out with him. Then I go to the comedy club. That's it.
That sounds like fun.
It's not. I have to hang out with him.
Yeah, that's but
that's it.
You've been going to Denver?
Yeah.
Doing comedy up there?
Yeah, a few shows up there.
Where have you gone?
Sure, comedy. That's what he calls her. Well, that's what she wants to be called.
That's my whore, too. Dude, I love comedy more than I should not say that.
Anyway, I did do a couple open mics up there, but that was not the reason I went up there.
So. Mm. What mics did you do?
I'm trying to remember that one.
Dude, there's one in Colorado Springs.
Yeah,
that's really good at Oscar Blues on Sunday nights.
I don't think you're that close, are you?
It's like an hour drive. Yeah,
about an hour away from Denver. Yeah.
But it's dude,
because we went to one.
It's not a super big list, but it's like a packed room every single weekend.
That might be
because we went to this one. It was Arts and I can't remember the damn name now.
And these people, like
I know I told you about it, but anyway,
there's like a bunch of little open mics though.
Yeah,
kind of like in St. Louis, everybody has like a good. Like every day there's a mic.
Yeah, but in Denver it gets pretty liberal. It gets pretty like woke.
Yeah.
So you can't.
Yeah, it's but in Colorado Springs at the Oscar Blues, mm-hmm. it's like it's a cool place.
Okay.
Like they're
okay.
down for it. They're okay. down for it.
Okay,
yeah.
good. Because I didn't just do it. I used to go up to Columbia because
mm-hmm.
I used to hit all the open mics no matter where they were at.
Mm-hmm.
You know how far I'd travel just to hit open mic, just mm-hmm. do 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I went up there. And I forgot there's a college there.
Mm-hmm.
Big college.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's MSU or some bullshit. Anyway.
One of
I do not know what they're teaching up there.
One of
but
the
boy,
one of those.
I thought I would I didn't do new jokes because I thought I'm gonna bring my A game.
Yeah,
just fucking just
because that did and you then, do the tavern?
Then, yeah, the tavern. Green is it Green Tavern?
Eastside Tavern.
Eastside Tavern. That's what it is.
I just did that like last month.
Yeah, and they do not like conservatives at all.
No, they don't. No. They're not into it. They're a bunch of they are, but and even the kids, you can see there's some kids who do like it.
Yeah,
but they're afraid to laugh.
Yeah, because
they're around their friends.
Yeah, because they're like,
yeah, and like you'll see a group of like four guys who are like bros.
Yeah,
and like you'll say something, they'll go, like they like the joke.
Yeah,
but like all the pussy in the room is like.
You know. You're such a sexist, you toxic masculinity or whatever.
Yeah, it's whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went up there. I did it like 3 times. After that, I was like,
mm-hmm. Although okay, it is
this is rough. This is rough.
It is a good room to like just kind of try new stuff in.
That, it is because they actually do have a crowd that
they do
in there.
And, it's really good.
The guy will actually film, at least the YouTube.
Yeah, everybody gets
he
their
films
sets.
Everybody
yeah.
and he sends it to you. And I was like,
yeah, you should go nice. And do it, Ricardo. Tuesdays?
Yeah,
Tuesdays at like 9.
Mm.
No, it's really good. And there's always a fucking crowd.
Yeah.
And, you know, like if you tell them you're from out of town, they'll give you like 7-8 minutes.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
But they film it and they send it to you. So you don't even have to record it.
And it's good audio and stuff.
Yeah, good audio, good video.
Yeah, I got to start doing that. I got to start recording my stuff. I'm recording it on audio only.
Yeah.
But I think I gotta start doing video and stuff.
Dude,
like
I record
that,
every single set.
Yeah,
but
I try to do audio.
Yeah.
I always like doing audio and video.
I like to listen to it the next day and just cry in the corner in the shower.
Oh, dude, I wish I cried more.
I wish I cried.
I've gotten so fucking numb to bombing.
I've gotten numb to it. I don't even cry anymore. Yeah.
Actually, what's been bothering me more and more, this goes all the way back to, well, some of these aren't comedy.
Really, yeah, that's my sex tape. That's my future sex tape that I'm going to have when I become famous.
Because
see how many I got.
How far back does it go? Like 2016 or something?
No, this one's 2019, but I started in 2018. So this is March 13 of 2019. But I mean, that's still
4 years ago.
2019.
4.5 years ago.
Okay.
2019.
Yeah. I started in 2018, June, July of 2018, like July, like 29th or something like that.
Okay. It's just weird because I go to the last time I went to the Blue Room, there's hardly anybody I recognize.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been running into that.
Like, a lot of people are leaving. Like, a lot of people have left, too. A lot of people have left for Austin.
Well, they came back.
Well, there's some people that were, like, when it was over at Billiards, they're steady, and they would show up all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
And then you went over there, and it just seemed like...
Yeah.
It's dispersion.
Yeah.
It happens.
They did move the mic into that little room at the Blue Room.
Nice.
And it looks nice. If they can get a crowd that's not just comics, it'll be pretty decent.
Okay.
It'd be worth
for the bar is
no in that side room.
Oh,
it's
they have a side room there?
Yeah, it's itty bitty. You know, like in reality, they're like fit like 30 people in there.
Yeah, but that's a good.
And so, but like, if you get like all regular people and not just comics in there, that'll be fucking popping.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's not a lot of the new faces are like, I don't know, I'm not into them, I guess. Like,
you're not into a lot of people, so.
Well, like, I try to be, though. Like, all the people I started with, I'm into you guys. I'm into my retarded friends. And
Yeah, of course.
Like, yeah, I don't know. It's just, maybe it's more like, God, I just don't have time. Like, I'm too far of an age gap and too much time. And you guys.
Well, you
like,
have more
responsibility. Comedy, so. You
have more responsibility and less time for bullshit.
Yeah,
which I'm not saying that it's bullshit, but what I'm saying is like you just have to go to work and then go home.
Yeah,
that's it. That's at the stage
where you cut out all
the
unnecessary
stuff. Yeah,
pretty much. That's how we are.
But like some of it is like necessary to like be cool to everybody and to hang.
No, it's cool to be polite. It's not cool. Let me see. It would be perfect if we could be polite to everybody. Some people, it's just like I'll give them a hi and I'll keep moving on.
Yeah,
some people
I just don't want to fucking talk to, bro.
Yeah,
come on, man.
That's why I go and sit down in the back.
Oh, dude!
Like, I just sit down in the back.
It's like I like talking. Like you and I always bullshit for a couple minutes.
Well,
we also hung out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like I like that. And it's like, but some people want to sit there and fucking take up all your time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, I want to wander around. I want to say hi to everybody. I want to talk shit on this person, talking shit on that one.
Yeah.
Like, just I want to bounce around to everybody. Like, some people just want to sit there and talk. Yeah. Like, fuck, bro.
I just want to get my set ready.
Yeah. I need to do more of that. Game
I just start really. Like yeah, in my head trying to run shit.
I've been bombing so much lately.
Really?
Oh, wow. Dude. Fucking over and over.
I like taking
a
few minutes to get my set, where I'm going to go and how it's going to progress and what joke will go with this joke. Because sometimes it makes the joke better if you're pairing it as you make a progression, you know, because you might have this one joke that stands alone, but then you're like, hey, this would fit together with this. And it's like a big puzzle. And you put it together and you're like, okay, now you paint a picture with it.
Right.
So that's what I try to do whenever, especially if it's a new joke, 15. I try to put it with something I know that works.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get a 15 minute set. Like I have enough. I have enough that I'm like, oh, okay. It only took me 4 years.
I thought about this. Have you guys ever considered doing a like live podcast?
We eventually would like to do it live,
like VFA convention or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Eventually we'd like to get to that. Right now it's at the point like we're getting consistently like 50,000 downloads a month. Like this month, I think we're at like 70 something thousand.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a new strategy we're doing. What we're trying to up is the subscribers.
Yeah, for
that's,
sure.
That's like my goal, because yeah. for every 1,000 subscribers that you have, your views goes up like over 20%
exponentially. Yeah.
Yeah. 20% is a huge
thing. Yeah. I'm at like 620, I think.
620.
Yeah. Damn. And so I just keep it like, but it's like literally like you post a video and get like one or two.
Oh,
and
dude.
So it just takes for fucking ever, man.
That's why one of the strategies that I was told by somebody is shorts, post shorts.
Oh, that's all regularly. I do is shorts.
Oh, shorts. Yeah.
That's what we've been doing, and we've seen.
Oh, yeah, you got one to pop there, 10.
Oh,
yeah.
That happens a lot more.
Yeah,
than
dude. Oh, yeah, I know. It's like, 24. But it's funny how they range.
10K, 19, yeah. 25, 61, 27, 89. Yeah, like we've had some really good success with the shorts.
Yeah.
And that's how, you know, man, you just have to play the game.
No, like, that's what I do. Like, but every so often you get these where it's like 26, 25, 20, but then it'll be like 38, you know, 24.
Whatever.
It's fucking just nonstop. Yeah.
But those are good numbers, though.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like mad about it, I guess, but like,
I like your TikTok stuff.
Oh, thank you, dude.
I like your TikTok stuff. Like, I
don't even fucking like ever fuck with TikTok.
Really? Dude. You have a bunch of stuff on TikTok. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I mean, I got like I got like a decent amount of followers on there, but not for what TikTok is, dude.
Well, TikTok like, is pretty big. I mean,
well, you know.
But I mean, like, people have like my brother's girlfriend has like 1 million followers.
Jesus. I got like 6,800. That's about it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like, it's not much. And then like on Instagram, I'm at like almost 1,500.
God damn.
But it's like, it's just taking for fucking ever.
It is,
dude.
Man.
I can't ever get a
every
fucking
little bit.
Video to take off on Instagram. If I could just get one of those sons of bitches to fucking take off and get
one
a million
things,
fucking views.
One of the things
that I can sell some tickets.
One of the things that Instagram does.
That's what I want to do.
One of the ways that Instagram's doing it too now is if you post a meme and then you post the video, that's how you get more views.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like, okay. So like, I don't know, I'll prove it to you right now. Cause I had a conversation with a dude that worked with a famous YouTuber and we traded an hour. He wanted to learn about interpreting and stuff like that. And I wanted to learn about this. And one of the things he said was what a lot of people are doing
Conchigata.
My Instagram is not for the faint of heart.
Oh, that was my faint of my pain.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, dear
Lord. Oh, dear Lord.
I definitely call that one.
Dude, Richard jerks off so much.
Hey, I really it's a good thing nobody else can see.
Yeah. Let's do this search history.
not really good, sir. All right.
Gary Vee, I've heard of this guy.
Yeah. Gary Vee does this. Okay. So you see?
Pumpkin Guild.
Boom.
Peanut Guild.
You see that he has that meme, right? And then watch.
Oh, I see. I see.
And that got like by 2,400. And then how many views that got? That's what I want to know. Let's see. Reels. Because then he posts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see it. Yeah.
So that's what he's doing on. That's the recipe for Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. And then the recipe for TikTok, what I'm told is a picture of something and then like a few jokes. Because that's what I've been doing. And I got like, I have one that hit like, just hit like 3,800. I got one that hit 50,000 like in the past week.
Yeah.
It's all like how the algorithm.
I need a little fucking Asian
kid. Yeah.
You know what?
I need a little fucking Asian kid, dude. Like, honestly, man, I just need
you
to be like,
with math one? Or...
No, dude, just to be like, here's $100 and my Instagram password. Make that shit fucking
that's where
pop
you fucked up
off.
On password.
Dude, I went to film school. It's like there's some of these kids who are like very talented that I went to school with, and they're all, you know, fucking 10 years younger than me. And but there's like some real talented ones. I want to be like, hey, dudes, do one of you want to just follow me around for free and film it and do all this shit?
Make
but
your
I know
movie.
That's such an asshole thing to do. I can't be like, hey, I can't ever pay you. Do you want to just fuck around for a couple months? I'm gonna start doing kind of what Luna does.
What does he do?
He has his podcast thing, but he does his more like a variety show. Like he'll have a guy on, he'll like look at the cheese factory, he'll do an interview, he'll do maybe a joke, whatever. His is like a variety
it's
podcast.
Like a show.
Yeah, it's really it's like cool. It's a really cool idea.
Which is really cool for him because I like his shit.
Yeah.
I love it. And he's gonna like revamp it, but I think I'm gonna go more than like maybe a vlog type thing of like I keep doing all these road shows. So I'm gonna start filming it and like making it more like, oh yeah, look here, this fucking club, this fucking theater, this
that's hellhole, cool.
This, stuff well, like
actually,
that.
It would be
that's
nice cool. to do like the behind the scenes, like okay,
yeah,
hey,
kind of like
gotta,
the behind the scenes. Yeah.
This is what it's like
I
to
gotta
be
go,
a comic.
I gotta
a
go.
In the life
me
of a comic.
Sitting in fucking Denver airport for 9 hours doing nothing.
That's funny.
You know,
that's a short
here's
right
me
there. Life of a comic, hashtag life of a comic.
Here's me trying some to smoke like weed that. In the bathroom and then almost getting caught.
In the Denver airport.
In the Denver airport.
Allegedly.
I mean, it's just all hell. But, I mean, it's whatever, though, too, you know.
Well, there's other nights that when you go out there and just everything just hits.
Do it yeah. like comedy?
Yeah, comedy.
Yeah, I haven't had that in a hot minute.
Dude. I'm just saying, it's just you. I it mean, makes up bombing. Sometimes. It makes up for the.
Oh my god,
you...
dude! If I could get one joke to work right now, I would come. Like I would. I can't, dude. I can't.
Dragon Ball Z.
I can't get a joke to work to save my goddamn life. It is brutal.
Maybe you're just too stressed.
I don't know, man. Maybe I'm trying to move.
Trying to move? Where
yeah.
are you going to?
Bounce to Austin. Go down there. Try and make a run. Try to think me.
Well, there's a couple people down there that from
yeah,
here.
They've returned.
You need to get them killed, Tony.
They didn't
all
make
of them?
It.
You need,
yep.
you need to make.
Did, except for John. John Horner's still down there.
Okay. Yeah, did, I was thinking John. Because he was on Kill Bill. Or was it?
Yeah, he's
killed Tony.
He's been on
Kill
Tony a couple times.
Yeah. So I was like, so he's doing well down there, from what I can tell. So.
Well, like, yeah,
and
he does enough comedy. Though. I think he's pretty like not doing sets, which like, hey, that's whatever he wants to do, brother. But I mean, John's so funny. If he would just have some confidence in himself, dude, John might fucking like be on Kill.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I mean
he's
so funny. If he would just have a little confidence.
We've had him before, and like,
yeah,
the last time we had him, he didn't drink, and he like we just like we're in the back talking.
I've heard the tides are turning.
What do you mean?
Next question.
All right then.
So, but no, if he actually, I wouldn't say put some effort in it, but it just seems like if he would.
You just have to have confidence.
Yeah.
You just have to have confidence.
And I mean, I understand.
Because
he's
solid.
Like
he is
anxiety.
Solid, though.
I've seen him, dude. I've seen him. We've seen him.
Yeah. We've seen him kill a whole room.
Yeah.
Dude,
like when we used to do the cigar shows.
That's what I'm saying, man. He like rips.
Yeah.
If he would just have a little confidence in himself.
Because I think he does better when he goes up and he just doesn't give it.
Exactly.
Yeah. He just didn't care.
He just
and
needs
I was
to
like,
relax.
Just do that
that's
all
why
the
every
time.
That's why every time he came, we'd hang out. Like a lot of people need that. A lot of people just need that hanging out.
I wish I
could. Sometimes he would go on the stage and be like, he's thinking about it.
Yeah.
He's like, stop thinking.
He just needs. Yeah. He just needs to let it out.
John is like, I get there. I was like, I hit him up. I was like, hey, dude, I'm in town. Let's hang out. And he like. I asked him, I was like, have you been doing sets and stuff? And he's like, oh, no, not really. Like, blah, blah, blah. He gives me all these excuses, whatever. And I was like, dude, you did kill Tony and, like, had a crazy good set and, like, all this good stuff. And he's like, yeah, blah, blah. He was, like, giving me the shit like nobody knew. And so, anyways, I was like, well, whatever. I have a show at the Creek in the Cave. Why don't you come hang out with me? And so we walk in there. Fucking everybody and their brother knows. There's John. There's John. Hey, John. Like, I can't fucking be with fucking Elvis walking through this son of a bitch. Every asshole and their fucking brother knows him. I'm like, dude, you're such a fucking asshole. Like, everybody knows you. I was like, get your ass up on stage. Stop being lazy, you fucking bastard. I love the kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I miss him. I hope I get to hang out with him more.
Oh, definitely.
He just needs that confidence, man.
Yeah.
No, I wish he would.
I just love it when he just doesn't give a shit and he goes on stage, because it just he's just amazing when he does that.
Dude, when he gets in his zone and really gets the fucking grooving, dude, he's so fun.
Oh, yeah.
He's so fun.
I just think it's that don't care.
I wish he'd get a little bit of the negative stuff out of his life. And maybe
you'll get
you'd...
there.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude,
you'll
for
get
sure.
There.
Yeah.
I love the guy. There.
Well, dude, it's been fun having you.
Hell
man.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate
it's
always you coming. Where can people find you, and where can they call you to basically hire you?
Hit me up on Instagram at CorbinLeeMaster _. If the at CorbinLeeMaster guy is out there, please let me have just at CorbinLeeMaster. I hate the _ thing.
Yeah, I hate
dude.
The underscore.
It's brutal.
Thing. It's right at the end.
It is, and I hate it. But Washington, Next, dude, you going through my text messages, bro?
No, I just looked down.
Show gets my bank saying you don't have any money. It is. This has been declined for $15.99.
Oh,
HBO Max. Washington and next week.
Washington Richland. Next week and then Richland. Oregon after that.
Yeah, Oregon.
The
second through the third or something like that. I'm at a fucking casino.
Oh, shit.
Whisper of the Winds or some shit like that. Mm. I don't know. I have
sounds
to,
like a
I have
place
to
that you can get a hand job for like $5 and
for
a
fucking three beaver pelts. All right. I love you guys.